right, we're going to roll into our post-race press conference here for our first race this afternoon, the Lilly Diabetes 250. And we've now been joined by our second place finisher, Tyler Reddick, driver of the number 9 Nationwide Children's Chevrolet. And Tyler, an exciting finish there for obviously your teammate Justin taking home the victory. You came home in a close second. Just give us a few thoughts on your race this afternoon.
Well, all year we've had speed, but we've never been able to really fully grasp the potential of the weekend as a whole as a team. And whether that's been mistakes on pit road, a lot of it's been mistakes I've made on track that have put us behind. We've been fast, but we haven't been able to put together finishes. And these last 2 weeks have just been what this team's really all about, and that's, you know, executing. And we have speed, we just got to execute. And the last 2 weeks we've done that, and we've finished third and second. So, you know, big picture, Las Vegas is going to be about the same thing. It's about going in there and walking way out of there with top 5, top 10, get the most out of your weekend, and don't overstep it. And for me, in this race today, I wanted to make the move, but I didn't want to make it with 10 to go. I didn't want to make it with 6 or 5 or 4 to go. I wanted to make it on the last lap. That way it could kind of come down between me and Justin, and the win wouldn't go to another organization. But it just didn't play out that way. I had to run with 2 to go, and that would have been the time to take it, but I still just was just worried about costing the win for myself, for him. So I just want to make sure I was in the best position possible, and I just didn't quite feel good enough about it to make that move.
All right, we'll go ahead and take questions. I know we're kind of on a tight timeline here. If you have one, please raise your hand, state your name, affiliation. We'll start with Matt.
Matt Weaver with Auto Week. You talked about racing with your teammate and how that affected your decision making. So say it's not a JRX part of your battle. How does that change what you decide to do last 5 laps?
Well, you know, it's hard to say. You know, definitely if it wasn't Justin, I probably would have been a little bit more aggressive with my lane choice, and I probably wouldn't have been pushing him as much. But I had 2 guys behind me that were really good all day long. Obviously, Chase Elliott and Ryan Blaney are really good at what they do, and I just wanted to make sure if I was going to make the move that they were going to go with me, and I wasn't going to put myself or the leader in a position to where neither one of us end up fighting for the win. But because it was Justin, I was trying to be smarter. I knew that I could work with him and push him harder and not necessarily worry about having somebody, you know, not necessarily worry about the lead car thinking I'm going to make a pass when I was pushing him down straightaways, to try and cushion ourselves best we could for the end of the race. But it just didn't work out quite the way I was hoping it would. We were there. We were in position. But it just wasn't – didn't play out the way I was hoping it would.
All right. Go ahead.
Tyler. Hi. Rob Peters, Indianapolis Star. I wanted to know real quick. So you talked about, you know, try and wait until the very last lap to make your move. In terms of just trying to make that move, did you feel like passing overall today was better with the aero package that they had on the cars? Or did you feel like you really needed somebody behind you in order to really make a pass?
You had to be smart about your passes. These cars, especially, I mean, cars have always been this way, where if you're side by side, you're not as fast as what you could be by yourself. And in the past, it's just been because the issue of handling comes into play. Like you saw here last year between Martin Truex Jr. and Kyle Busch, the aerodynamics came into play. Where here, it's not so much that, it's just you're stalling each other out and you're pulling each other back, and you're just really costing yourself straightaway speed on a track where you're almost completely wide open. So you can pass, you can make those passes, you can get side by side, but when you do that at the wrong time or in the wrong scenario, you can find yourself losing, you know, a second and a half, 2 seconds a lap to the lead cars that may be single file and running nose to tail and trying to get the fastest lap possible.
All right. Any additional questions for Tyler? All right. Thanks for spending a couple minutes with us after the race.
You're welcome.